Hey, my friend, welcome to the Tradie Success Podcast. This episode is brought to you by the Tradie Success Academy. We're on a mission to help trade and construction business owners unlock time and financial freedom within as little as 3 years. With the right processes and systems and support, we're able to help people level up with less mistakes and have the motivation and support and guidance around systemization and process, whether that comes to lead generation, conversions, on-site value delivery, maximizing efficiency and profitability, operations and administration, or personal performance, how to really maximize yourself as a business owner and unlock that growth in your own business. Now, whether you're a sole trader or you've been in business for years and years, we're here to support you no matter what size you are. So look in the show notes. We've got a link to an exclusive offer for the podcast where you get 30 days free of the Academy Mastermind program. On there, you'll get access to online, on-demand training videos, access to live training every single week, and access to an amazing trade community filled with all different types of trades supporting one another to unlock that growth potential. Click the link in the show notes and unlock your free trial now. Welcome everyone to the Tradie Success Podcast. I'm Kirk Neal and today I'm joined with
Greg Allen.
G'day, Greg. Hot topic today. I want to talk about intent and intensity. I know you're probably one of the most intentful and intense guys I've ever met. So excited to hear your perspective on this.
Yes.
Yeah, so I was looking, actually, I flicked you through a social media video this morning about a well-known motivational coach.
And my alarm.
It was your alarm.
Yeah, you woke me up with it.
Good way to wake up, yeah? Motivational speaker. And he was speaking to a live audience. He was on stage and he was pretty much motivating the audience and invoking a response by almost telling people that they're not working hard enough. Mm. You're not trying hard enough. And if you want to be in the top 1%, you need to
work hard.
Outwork 99% of everyone else, yeah? Mm. Which there's a lot of truth in that. There is. Like, you don't get to the very top without hard work. But I noticed that there's a certain demographic that really responds well with. Yeah, that people are just like, who's he to tell me I'm not working hard enough? I'll show him. And there's a lot of this like, boom, and that invokes a response. And that's why people resonate with that form of coaching or inspiration. The other side that you see quite common in the coaching environment is the don't work harder, work smarter. Find a quicker and easier way to do things. And I think that's been captured and maybe a little bit too much to the point where people spend so long looking for the quick and easy way to do things that they forget about doing the hard stuff as well.
Yeah.
And so the analogy I sort of came up with to help people really see this is one around running. Now, Greg, you like to run?
Yes.
I don't like to run. So I was thinking for the audience, I was going to say, let's just take a marathon distance, for example, 42 kilometers. Yeah. How long would it take you to run 42K, do you think?
At the moment, probably around 3 hours and 5 minutes.
Shade over 3 hours. Awesome. Okay. Now, for me, someone who's not a runner, how long is it going to take me to walk 42K, do you think?
About 4Ks an hour. If you're strolling, maybe about 12 hours.
Yeah, 12 hours if I'm strolling, if I'm on path. But because I'm strolling 4K an hour, I'm easily distracted. So I'll get a couple hours into my walk and I'm like, oh, actually a bit thirsty. I might go and get some water. So I veer off course and I get some water and then I get back on the path and I'm walking along and I'm like, oh, that looks interesting. I might go and have a look over there. And I wander over there and I walk back. Anyway, I keep walking. And I eventually finish the marathon course and I cross the line and it might have taken me 15 or 16 hours. I don't want to look at output there. Mm. What took you a shade over 3 hours to achieve has taken me 15 hours to achieve. And how this ties back into business is I see this all the time. Business owners are incredibly busy. It's not that they're not working. Yeah, they're doing. For me, I'd finish a 15-hour walk like that and I'd go home and I'd tell everyone I knew, geez, I worked hard today. I have not stopped walking. I've been flat chat all day. But I've managed to achieve an output that you achieved in 3 hours.
Yeah.
And it's taken me 15 to get there.
Yeah.
So there's a lot to be said for intent and intensity around what you do. And that example
is played out over and over and over again in the business world. Because it's so easy for a business owner to get distracted and do things, do a little bit of this and then a little bit of that and a little bit of that, and not really apply themselves with the hard work and intensity that's required to achieve an outcome in any one space.
Yeah, we've actually seen a lot of this. We've reported on hundreds of trade business owners now, and especially in the sole trader space, it becomes very evident how inefficient someone is at creating billable hours. It's something we can track very easily. And you continue to be distracted as a business owner as you grow your business, as you move into management, as you move into doing more administration tasks, but it's harder to track the output. But when it comes to billable hours, we can actually get a very clear understanding of how does being this distracted impact the actual output of the people out in the, you know, doing billable hours. And we've done all of the reporting and we found it was somewhere between 50 and 65% efficient in terms of productivity to a business owner, because you're answering phone calls, you're booking jobs, you're making, you know, are you thinking a lot about the business, you're ordering parts. There's a lot that happens while you're trying to do the billable work. And we also see that you've also need time in your day to go and organize those jobs. You need to go to the wholesaler, you need to do these other things. And because you're wearing all of the hats, you would have heard that, wear every hat as a business owner, because at that stage you're wearing all the hats, you're very inefficient. And this is where I try to get people to feel comfortable about hiring people and filling in those responsibilities, someone else doing those jobs, because then they have 100% of their time focused on the task, which is actually doing billable work. And if you are in a position now that you can actually schedule their day more efficiently, you can organize parts for them, all of a sudden you get someone who might be 80% as good as you when you're out in the tools. Yeah, you're better than them. Like if you had undistracted time doing billable work, you'd be a lot better. But if you hire someone at 80, even 70% as good as you, and they're out there 100% of the time undistracted with organized work doing billable work,
your output's going to be more than what you were doing.
You're doing it yourself. And you get a lot of people just getting trapped with this very similar income bracket where they can't break through that threshold. And it's not until they actually hire a tradesperson for the first time that they break through that. And I want to skip forward real quick to, as, yes, some of the listeners are going to have staff already, they're going to have billables, but let's reflect on what sort of work you're doing and how distracted you are still. Because I know myself, even now with over 50 staff, I'm still distracted.
Yeah.
I'm still going everywhere all the time, thinking about everything, thinking about multiple businesses. I know that I'm not the best person to be doing any focused task. And therefore, I need to, while I'm doing that task, I need to be thinking, can someone else be doing this?
And I know you're a massive fan of like power blocking to get outcome, like to really unlock output. And that's collecting your focus and your intent around a particular task and nailing that for a period of time. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what would you say to people? How would you first start to play with the idea or the concept around power blocking to get the most output out of yourself?
Yeah. So almost like running that marathon with intention, with a purpose, and actually trying to get through things in a very efficient way. And so the way to do that is to remove all distractions, and you need to actually create the space to be able to get work done. And if you don't, you'll continue to be distracted, and you'll do that 4 kilometer pace for the marathon. You'll get distracted. You will start to procrastinate. You won't get stuff done. So what we want to try and achieve is on a very basic level, we obviously go into more advanced things by using cloud task management systems and integrating and automation. But on a very basic level, we need a list that we're going to attack when we go into our power block. We need to remove all distractions. And it's similar to you, your listeners, you'll be experienced with working early in the morning or late at night, and how much more you get done because you're not receiving phone calls. You're not able to call people, because that's another thing, is like, oh, I'll just call that person or I'll just message that person, but it's not appropriate to call someone at 9 o'clock at night.
So you get off the path with those sorts of things. Yeah. All those little things take you off creating intent and intensity around the task that you're meant to be doing.
Yeah.
Awesome. I've got a little exercise for people to really unlock the dead space in their schedule. Most of our listeners, I would imagine, would be running some form of calendar or schedule in order to get the most out of what they plan to do for a particular day, whether that be on the tools or in the office or however you might run your day. But a calendar is like a tool that is a predictive tool. It's like, I would like to do this, 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 and this. And most of the time, people lack the discipline or the ability to build an accurate calendar to actually execute what's on the calendar.
Yeah.
So they have the best intentions of doing this and this and this and this, but as the day pans out, the distractions come in, the priorities change, the emergencies pop up. What actually happens is something completely different. And quite often, people are unaware of their actual output. So what I would encourage you guys to do as a little exercise is have your calendar the way it is and take a screenshot of that. And then in your office, have a whiteboard and put Monday to Friday across the top. And at the end of the day, I want you to fill in exactly what actually happened. Yeah, once you look at what you actually produced in a reference to what you thought you would produce, you'll start to see where are the spaces where you lost time, where you lost efficiency, where you were wandering off the path, where you lacked intent. Maybe you sat in the office and was like, you went back to the office at after dinner, maybe at 8 o'clock at night. And you're like, yeah, I'm just going to go do some quoting. And you went into the office at 8 o'clock and you were there from 8 till 10 and you really didn't produce much output. But there's still 2 hours of like sitting in the office.
Yeah.
And you'll start to see where these vulnerabilities exist in your own schedule. And you can start to pinpoint areas where you can start to utilize power blocking, for example, to start to bring back that intensity that's required to get the output that you need to get back on top of things.
Yeah. I think power blocking, just to really make it clear for what people listening in, if you haven't heard of this terminology before, it's 1 hour or just a predefined term of time that you are undistracted and you have to put your phone on focus mode. You have to put it face down, not answer phone calls. And just think of it this way. You're like, no, I can't not answer my phone in that time. I'll lose business or whatever. But the person that calls you 1 minute past the hour has to wait 59 minutes maximum, because at the end of the hour, you're going to call them straight away because they were the first person to call you. But what's the likelihood that they're going to call? It's 1 in 60. So 1 in 60 chance that they'll call you in that first minute. Most of the time, those calls will come in throughout the hour. And in that 1 hour, even if you just did one 1-hour power block a day, you would get so much more done than if you came into your day just trying to get through stuff throughout the day. And a lot of you that are in the state, like of in the place where you actually are invoicing and quoting in the middle of the day where you get phone calls, you'll know the experience where you're halfway through a quote or halfway through an invoice, and then you answer the phone, and then you create a new customer in the job management system, and then you accidentally refresh the screen and you've lost all of your work and you have to do it again anyway. So you're double dipping, you're doing extra jobs. And to move from one task to another is highly inefficient, and it is actually really, it uses a lot of energy and it's really exhausting. So that's why you get to the end of your day feeling depleted with no energy and your brain's fried, versus having one power block in your day, you'll finish your day likely feeling like I got most of my work done in that 1 hour block, and the rest of the 7 hours in my 8 hour day were messy. And so that's when you'll start to experience, I need to do more power blocks, and you can start to move to 2 or 3.
Yeah, so I think to round it out, what we're really trying to capture here is have a real acute focus on your output. Like, what are you actually creating with your time? People get distracted around, man, there's so many hours at work. I work 16-hour days. And I look at that and I go, if you've got an appetite to work 16 hours, you could create massive impact. But if you're missing the mark there, 16 hours of fluff could be created in 3 hours of focused intensity. So to round the whole thing out, it's not so much a matter of should you work harder than everyone else and outwork the competition, or should you work smarter? I think it's a mixture of both. I think you need to find the smartest, most effective way to do things, but you also have to apply an intensity to the things that you do in order to create the right amount of output to get ahead.
Yeah, and just leveraging off the back of what Kirk just said there, you could get in 3 hours of focused, disciplined work done that you would with 15 hours of fluff or 16 hours of fluff. And that's really true. You'll start to experience this. So then the question becomes, if you do want to work those 16 hours a day and you have the time and flexibility and you're not tied into other responsibilities, then there's an opportunity there with the extra time to be able to get so much more done and to be able to get a lot of impact done in your day.
Awesome. Hope you guys enjoyed that episode. Stay tuned for more. We'll see you soon.
See you guys.
So if you're loving the podcast, please share with your friends, anyone that's thinking about starting a tradie business or got a large tradie business. We help everyone from startup all the way up to $1 million plus months. We'd love to help you too. And lastly, it would mean a lot if you could leave a review on the player that you're listening to this on. It helps us get out there and help more tradies in business perform better and create better lives for themselves. So let's get into this episode. Hope you enjoy it. Talk to you soon.